As you know, I'm not a one subject type of gal. Welcome to the She Blows It podcast. I'm your host, Carla, back at it with another episode on the She Blows It podcast. If you haven't already, be sure to follow this podcast on Instagram at SheBlowsIt_pod for the latest content and more. You can also tune into the show on several different platforms. Those include Anchor, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Google Podcast, Radio Public, and Breaker Podcast. I like to dibble and dabble into different things and then, boom, drive it home. My question to you guys are, what exactly have you learned in 2020? Are you the person who really dug in deep to find yourself, or did you learn absolutely nothing? The visuals on life right now are shaped to fit the frames of those who adapt, adjust, and just go with the flow. Now, while most of us want this year to completely just go in the trash bin, like let's just throw the entire year away, some of us did level up, whether it be financial or spiritually. Either way, dope. It's been one hell of a ride from the beginning of 2020, starting with the coronavirus, Kobe Bryant's death, the death of Chadwick Boseman, issues fought for by the Black Lives Matter movement, and pressing issues smeared on the campaign trail. So what exactly has 2020 taught us in the grand scheme of things? It was all fun and games until Corona came. I don't want to spend too much time on this particular subject, but I felt inclined to revisit the subject considering the latest news on Trump's conversation with Bobby Woodward and how Trump completely downplayed the coronavirus. Not only is that coming out of the mouth of the President of the United States, but that, my friends, is how your employers talk behind closed doors when they make all of those pressing executive decisions. Meanwhile, CNN sources on the Don Lemon show told him that talking to Bob Woodward would be a bad idea. Trump was already made aware that this would be a bad idea. So just stay woke. He still decided that it was something he was gonna do. But like we all say, karma comes back around full force. The things that you believe you're doing secretly or pulling wool over people's eyes, eventually, like, those tendencies come to light and people see you, or people see the situation for exactly what it is. I'm not surprised at all. I believe that anyone who is surprised at this should do a little more research and stay ahead of the media, because like we discussed last week, the media is influential in so many ways, and they will skew your perception of, you know, what is versus what the reality is. And a lot of times the media leaves out a lot of very important pieces of information. So we need to make sure that, okay, if we're going to get information from the media, that we take it upon ourselves to do research and figure out what it is so that we could develop our own opinion. A lot of people do not like to listen to the news, and I totally understand it. I was one of those people. I still low-key am, but you know, I believe that as a journalist and a podcaster, that you know, before I accept the information that's being presented to me in the media, that I take it upon myself to do research and find out other things, so I can formulate my own opinion, so that I could put the pieces together for me. Because the media outlets, they're not putting any pieces together for us. They are giving us a glimpse of what it is that they want us to see and expecting us to just completely digest that as a full meal. But I'm not taking that for a full meal. Like, I am going to go ahead and put my own little mukbang together, if you follow my drift. Anyways, again, I'm not surprised. This tactic is used in various forms as a way to brainwash people, to make them think things are okay when in fact they're not. And again, this is something that clearly backfires. And if you don't do it right, voila, you'll have this Bobby Wooders situation. On my Instagram page, as she blows it underscore pod, I asked a question for all of my followers and only one person got back to me, but it's all good. For the next question, y'all, I want y'all to all give me y'all feedback and we can share and we can talk about it. So one of the questions that I posed yesterday on Instagram with regards to just overall lessons learned. So I asked, what valuable lessons have you learned in 2020? I got one response, and the response that I got was, not all men are shit. I completely agree with that. And sometimes it takes us actually having that time and ability to self-reflect and maybe realize, you know, we had a skewed perception, or maybe realize that what we thought was really isn't. And then we actually get more of an opportunity to see things clearer because the world as we know it is completely different. So I agree with you on that one, my follower. You know who you are. If you're listening, thank you for the feedback. I really appreciate it. And to anybody who did not answer the sticker question, just stay tuned on the page. I'll be posting some of that just to kind of get your feedback. I'll be sharing it on the podcast just to give different perspectives. So I think that was a good perspective. Not all men are shit. We live in a society where bad experiences create the mindset of, okay, well, because I had this bad experience, then everybody must be like that. Or because I had one bad man, that every man has to be bad. And ladies, we gotta be real. That is not always the case. And we shouldn't allow one rotten apple to spoil the whole bunch. So no, all men are not shit. There are some amazing men in this world. There are some amazing fathers in this world. So salute to you. I agree with you. I am so happy that, you know, we see eye level on that one. Thank you for your response. I appreciate it. So moving on into the next topic of discussion. Does anybody remember exactly what they were doing when Kobe Bryant died? I remember exactly what I was doing when Kobe Bryant died. So boom, here we go. I was standing in the laundry room when Jaden's dad said Kobe Bryant was killed. And I'm like, no, he wasn't. So as I continued to fold the clothes, because I wasn't quite yet convinced that that was the truth until he said, come look at the news. Okay, so my heart dropped down to my stomach, first of all, because like I thought this was a big, fat joke. But I came to the realization that it was not a big fat joke when every news outlet was showing Kobe Bryant's helicopter just completely destroyed. So the world felt different that day. The day Kobe Bryant, and not only Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, the day that they were killed in that helicopter crash, like the world and the energy in the world, like it completely shifted. And I know I'm not the only one who feels that way. The entire world was mourning the death of Kobe Bryant. I remember going to the gym the day after and I just cried a little bit because he had so much going. You know, they always say the good die young. J. Cole says, you know, to die to die a young legend or live a long life unfulfilled. And when I got in the gym and I started cranking out to that, I'm like, you know what? He had accomplished so much. He did so well in his life. I can't even be, you know, all distraught right now, because I was really, really just sad about that whole situation and his daughter, and just thinking about his wife and, You know, it's one thing to lose your husband, but then it is another thing to lose your child simultaneously. The shocking thing about his death was just how sudden and tragic it was. And not only that, like his daughter too, it just ripped my heart out of my chest. And it makes me wonder, like, what his last moments were with his daughter. Like, according to Kobe Bryant's wife, Vanessa Bryant, Kobe and Gianna, like, the two were inseparable and they wouldn't have wanted to have it any other way. And my heart goes out to his wife, because I don't know what it's like to, you know, I wouldn't know what to do, like, aside from obviously keeping pushing on, but like just that emotion, that in that initial shock, like I wouldn't know. I just commend her. Much love for me goes out to her. I couldn't imagine what it would like to be to lose my partner and my child simultaneously. That would be one of the most crushing and devastating things. But you know, life continues. Kobe's legacy will never die. And then another thing is, after Kobe Bryant died, it's like I would write certain things and then ball it up because I don't like what I wrote, and I would always do the famous Kobe. And I did that one day, like, not even realizing, because it just seemed so surreal. It just didn't seem real. So I was going to throw a piece of paper in the garbage, and I'm like, Kobe. And I just immediately got sad, because I was like, oh, I just thought about the whole, like, devastating event. But what I will end this part of the conversation on is that Kobe was blessed to have been able to provide for his family. Kobe was blessed to be able to be a very successful entrepreneur. Kobe gave back to the community. Kobe, he was just an overall good guy. He was true to his game. He was true to himself. He was just a very, very amazing person. And just the way he carried himself, the way he delivered, and all of the just humanitarianism things that he would just do for other people, because he felt inclined to truly give back. And I have so much respect for that, and I really make it my life's mission, and I think we all should make it our life's mission to give back and, you know, have something to put on the table to humanity. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Another one that really hit us all hard in just comic marvels, black, white, everybody has been affected by the death of Chadwick Boseman. This is one that I still can't wrap my head around, but at the same time, I am so inspired by him, and I'm going to tell you why in a minute. On next week's episode, Solid Circles, we'll tap more into Chadwick Boseman and get, like, to the nitty-gritty and just hit on some real valid points about all of his friends and his circle. I will be having Brittany at Access Granite joining me next week. Again, our episode is going to be Solid Circles, where we're going to be just discussing the foundations of real friendship. What it looks like to have a real friend, what are the signs of being, you know, taken advantage of or manipulated in friendships? Like, what does a solid circle of friends look like? And what does that even mean? So Brittany and I will be defining that, and we'll get more into detail. But I just could not pay homage to Chadwick Boseman and his friends, who all kept the secret that he had cancer for 4 years. For one, his friends deserve an MVP, and we'll discuss that on next week as to why he deserves, you know, why his friends deserve an MVP. And we'll discuss that on the Solid Circles. Again, that'll be released next week. So for two, the only thing I can say is, what a fighter. Like, I take a look back on, like, some of the movies that he's played in, and I wonder, like, how he felt during those times, because he was straight thugging it. Like, he was on some, where there's a will, there's a way, I ain't gonna stop. There are a lot of people out here saying that they ain't gonna stop, and I respect that to the millionth power. But it's another thing for a person to be ill, going through chemotherapy, and like, I ain't gonna stop. That chemotherapy, it takes a lot out of your body. You get weakness, you're fatigued, you can't function at the same capacity that you once functioned before starting those treatments. So the fact that he was still playing in movies, and I think about now, like, you know, when we all went to go see Black Panther, like, he was struggling with that in that movie. It's very, like, he's very resilient. That was one of the most pivotal perceptions of drive and ambition, because he really wanted that. Like, he really wanted to be successful. He really wanted to be Chadwick Boseman. He really wanted to fill his shoes, his own shoes. And I commend that. I really do commend that. But we will get into the nitty-gritty details and just open up Pandora's box on just the entire situation and how amazing it is. It's not, of course, we're all like hurt that he died, but his story, he left behind such a great legacy, and it really motivated and inspired me, because a lot of the times we make excuses for ourselves and we're not like debilitated with terminal illnesses and still managing to push through. That is a lot. Like, I could just imagine like what was going on in his mind. But RIP Chadwick Boseman, you were great. Your legacy will continue to live on. The same with Kobe's legacy and the same with Gianna's legacy. Their legacies will continue to live on. Something that is predominant in our society right now is police brutality. Police brutality isn't just happening in America. Police brutality happens everywhere, all over the globe. One of my favorite Haitian novelists, her name is Edwidge Dante Cat. I'm going to be leaving a link for you guys to read this blog by her. And she made a blog, and she named it So Brutal a Death. And the caption underneath her article, before she gets into her her writing, is: nationwide outrage over George Floyd's brutal killing by police officers resonates with immigrants and with people around the world. I say that to say that this is not just an America thing. And when you read this article, you'll definitely see what I mean when I say that this, my friends, is not just an American thing. This is something that has been occurring all over the world. And it just seems like one of those things that are going to continue happening all over the world. One of the things that I wanted to highlight is, throughout the media, when we saw that video of him being him, George Floyd, being dehumanized, being treated as though he's an animal, he has a knee on his neck. He's slowly suffocating and dying. We see that on the media one day. And then we start to hear different bits and pieces of the story about how he was calling for his mom. And that part had me shook because he clearly had a lot going on, obviously. And now when you see the media highlight it, it's like, now we want to humanize him after we just dehumanized him on national TV. Not only did the media reiterate it some more, but in the video you could hear him calling for his mom. Now it's humanized, but it couldn't have been humanized in the moment. That, my friends, is just the world we live in. Just a lot of things that have been circulating through the media as far as just not just the coronavirus, but how so many games are being played with people's lives. And it's depressing because when you really see things for what it really is, it becomes sickening sometimes. Not in all situations, but more specifically that there's absolutely, positively no humanity. Humanity is lacking. And when I saw how people were treating other people, how people were taking advantage of other people in the coronavirus, when I saw some of our quote-unquote leaders and their true colors, it really made me reflect on the world. And people say that the world is what you make it, and to an extent, that is absolutely true. The world is what you make it. For yourself personally, you want to make your world stand out and be bright. You do things for yourself to make your environment, your space, and any part of your life that you want to allow a glimpse or a big ray of sunshine into that. That's, you have control over that. But the problem is, I won't say it's a problem. I'll say the thing is that we can't control other people. So when you have all these people running around out of control, it really shows the morale. It really shows true integrity, and it really shows the consideration for humanity. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to share with you guys what I learned in 2020 so far, and I hope that this could help you. So, A, life is short, so make it sweet. B, give my passions 100% all day, every day, despite how I may feel. C, scared money don't make no money. And D, flip your money in stocks and level up. Shout out to my friend at Hip Hop Measure on Instagram. And shout out to my friend at Poppy_2x. That's a wrap, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the She Blows It podcast. Remember to be sure to follow me on Instagram at SheBlowsIt_pod for the latest content and more. Don't you forget that you can also tune into this show on several different platforms. We have Anchor, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker Podcast. Be sure to tune in live next week, next Friday. I will have on a guest. Her name is the one and only Brittany Leary at Access Granite Solutions, and we will be discussing solid circles and what it's like to have solid friendships, just giving an overall definition of what that looks like and using different examples to pinpoint out solid circles versus non-solid circles. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of The Lessons of 2020. I hope that this episode gave you the opportunity to reflect on the year that has passed, and although it hasn't been a very ideal one, that we could at least pick out something important and something that has benefited us and has given us the ability to do something better and to do something different and to step out of our comfort zones. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I'm loving the support. Give me your feedback. Follow me on all platforms. And I will talk to you guys next week with our guest appearance.